With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday urged the United States to expand sanctions on Russian oil from two companies to the whole sector and appealed for long-range missiles to hit back at Russia.
The discussions aim to step up pressure on Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has resisted peace negotiations. They aim to add momentum to measures in recent days that have included a new round of sanctions on Russia's vital oil and gas export earnings. The talks come after Russia's defense ministry reported downing 111 Ukrainian drones overnight, and Ukrainian authorities said Russian artillery struck a residential block in Kherson, killing two people and injuring 11 others. Lawrence Brooks, London.
The Social Security Administration's annual cost of living adjustment will go up in the new year.
The announcement was meant to be made last week, but was delayed because of the federal government shutdown. Some seniors say the Social Security Administration's cost of living adjustment won't help them much in paying for their daily expenses. Recipients got a 2.5% cost of living adjustment, or COLA, boost in 2025 and a 3.2% increase in 2024. The smaller increase for next year reflects moderating inflation. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
A new poll shows President Trump's favorability has fallen among Hispanic adults since the beginning of the year, a potential warning sign from a key constituency that helped secure his victory in the 2024 election. The October AP NORC survey finds 25% of Hispanic adults have a somewhat or very favorable view of Trump, down from 44% in January. On Wall Street, the Dow by 472 points, the Nasdaq rose 263, the S&P advanced 53. This is SRN News. Anti-Christian incidents are on the rise in Europe. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A new report from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe indicates that while the problem is being clearly documented, mainstream media outlets are ignoring it. Christians on the continent are increasingly the victims of violent attacks, and their churches are being vandalized. The OSCE report urges European journalists to report these cases and to consider whether they harbor anti-Christian bias that is impacting their story selection. Michael Harrington reporting.
An Alabama board is seeking to prohibit public libraries from placing books that promote transgenderism in children's sections. The Alabama Public Library Service Board of Directors is considering a rule change that expands the existing requirement for youth sections to be free of material deemed inappropriate for children. This is SRN News. Authorities say an indicted poker cheating ring involving pro sports figures and the mafia used a series of high-tech tactics in the scam. Bob Agnew reports.
The organizers lured wealthy victims with a chance to play with pro athletes in posh New York spots. The tactics used to cheat them out of their money included shuffling machines that could determine who held what cards and then convey that information to one of the players who was in on the scam. Other tactics included an X-ray table that could determine who held what cards and cameras hidden in the trays that held players' chips. Bob Agnew reporting.
Tropical storm Melissa is nearly stationary in the central Caribbean, with forecasters warning it could soon strengthen and brush past Jamaica as a powerful hurricane. Catastrophic flooding and landslides are likely in southern Haiti in the coming days. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.